Coming up on Saturday in downtown Baltimore, a 3:30 kickoff for the University of Maryland football team hosting West Virginia in what is a huge game in Baltimore this Saturday. The head football coach of the Terps joins us now, Randy Etzel. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and you're off to a 3-0 start where your offense, after everything that happened last year, the amount of quarterbacks that had to be used, and the youth that got indoctrinated into college football last year, 40 points or 41 points, if you round up, over the first three games.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that going into the season, I thought we had the ability to be pretty dynamic on offense when you take a look at our skilled players. And first of all, when you start at the quarterback position with C.J. Brown, I mean, having been around C.J. and seen him and knowing what his skill set is and what we wanted to do offensively, the quarterback is so key to the success in our offense. And C.J. is just playing very, very well. He's throwing the ball well. He's running the ball well. He's getting us to do the right things. You know, on the field, and then when you can combine that with a dynamic player like Stephon Diggs, who also can, you know, catch the ball, but we can get him the ball, handing it off to him with Deion Long, and then Nigel King, but Nigel's out, Malcolm Comer, Laverne Jacobs, and then you have running backs like Brandon Ross and Albert Reed, and you got an offensive line who's continually to develop. It's a good problem to have, and in terms of how much diversity we have offensively, I think we should be scoring more points than what we are. We've just shot ourselves in the foot a little bit.
Well, that's amazing to think about. And granted, the level of competition so far probably worse than what you'll see moving forward, but you can't argue with 3-0 overall right now after the last few seasons. Is there a shift in the wind? Do you sense something different?
Well, there's a lot more confidence, you know, with our team. And, you know, again, this is the second year for guys to be in this system. And I just, you know, guys are just, I don't want to say it's more confident. They've been more accountable. They've put more pressure on themselves to do well. And we know we have to play better. I mean, we haven't even played our best game yet. And we know the competition's going to continue to get better. But we also think that, you know, we haven't reached our peak anywhere close to what we can accomplish. So, you know, we're excited and excited about this opportunity Saturday.
Maryland football coach Randy Etzel with us here on BIL. Let's talk about this game on Saturday. It's at M&T Bank Stadium. It's in Baltimore, and you've made no bones about it. You care about Baltimore as far as the fan base, as far as potential recruiting. How big of a game is it just from that standpoint on Saturday?
Well, it's a big game for us, you know, to bring the game to M&T Bank Stadium and up to Baltimore is to, you know, bring our team up there is to create more interest to not only from a recruiting standpoint but from a fan base standpoint and really to continue to develop our brand. You know, we're gonna break out a new uniform this week and just different things. And again, it's that Maryland pride that we're trying to develop and getting up into Baltimore. I think the helps us to extend that Maryland pride that we've been talking about for the last 3 years.
Your kids play a major level of Division I football. They get to go to a lot of cool venues. Is it different going into an NFL stadium where the world champs play, where Ray Lewis used to come out of the tunnel? Is that something different for 18 to 21-year-olds?
Well, it is. It is when they first go in there. We'll come up Friday afternoon, and the kids will go through the stadium. And, you know, the locker rooms are a lot better than the visiting locker rooms that you get on the road or anything like that. So, but, you know, for them to come in there and see that and you know, the size of the venue is something that, you know, and then, you know, all these kids, they come here. I mean, that's a goal of theirs is they'd like to get to the NFL someday and to have that opportunity to play at M&T is something that they can continue to inspire themselves to do that. But once the game starts, you know, it gets down to where the field's still 120 by 53 and a third, and you know, that kind of all goes away. But no, they're excited and they're anxious to get up there and play.
Obviously, West Virginia is an unranked team right now. They're 2-1, 0-1 in the Big 12, but that is a traditionally a good football program. You're off to a 3-0 start with wins over FIU, Old Dominion, and UConn. Could this be a watershed moment coming up on Saturday in the Randy Etzel era at Maryland?
I, you know, I it's just really another game for us. I mean, that's what it is, and that's the approach that we've taken with our guys. I mean, every game that we've had so far, we've treated them all the same, and we're not doing anything different with this game. And because if you do, then the kids look at you like, well, what are you doing this week? Why are we changing? Why are we doing this? And, you know, I take the same approach, because if we go out and prepare and do the things we're supposed to do, and then we go out and then execute that plan on Saturday, you know, we're going to be fine. And to do anything other than that, you know, would be something that be sending the wrong message to our kids, because, again, you know, we want to be consistent with what we do. And really, the game of football comes down to, yeah, there's emotion involved in everything else, but it still comes down to you putting in the time and the effort and the preparation during the week. But then on Saturday, you got to go out and execute, regardless of who the opponent is or what part of the season it is.
And finally, Coach Edsel, tell me about this West Virginia team coming to Baltimore to face you on Saturday.
Well, they're a team offensively that runs the ball better than they had a year ago. Charles Sims, the running back, is a really good player, and he's helped their running game tremendously. They're starting a redshirt freshman quarterback. He got his first start last week, Ford Childress, you know, 6'5", 235-pound young man, big, strong. He's got a good arm, got three or four or five, you know, solid wide receivers. Don't know, hopefully, what I've seen on film, I don't think they're the game-breaking wide receivers like Stedman Bailey and Tavon Austin that they had a year ago, but they give you multiple looks, more so than what they did a year ago. So again, offensively, they're gonna stress you with you know, stretching you out and giving you different looks. And then defensively, you know, their upfront people are seasoned veterans with quite a number of starts, and then their two safeties are guys who've been around, and they give you a lot of looks. They pressure you, and they try to confuse you. And then, you know, if we execute, I think we got a chance to be able to get some big plays based on what they do.
Excellent stuff. Should be a great game Saturday at M&T Bank Stadium between Maryland and West Virginia. Coach Edsel, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, Brett.
That's Randy Edsel. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.